Copeland. The tearful mother of 9-year-old Jeanette Tamayo, who was kidnapped last Friday from her South San Jose home and found last night in East Palo Alto, says she's grateful for all the help and support her family received from family, neighbors, and police. San Jose Deputy Police Chief Rob Davis interpreted Rosalie Tamayo's statement, which was in Spanish.
She's been very grateful for the assistance that she's received from everybody. She's also made a comment that she wants to warn other mothers just to be concerned with where their children are, being concerned if their daughters are walking alone on the street, and clearly, based upon what has happened, she has some concern. She's expressing that sentiment to other mothers.
San Jose police have taken one man into custody for questioning in connection with the kidnapping. A spokesman says it's possible that there are other suspects still on the loose. The spokesman says the media's coverage of the kidnapping helped get the child back safely. Tamayo wandered into a store in East Palo Alto late last night. The store owner recognized her from news reports and called 911. 30 separatist rebels from Chechnya have turned in their weapons in response to a partial amnesty program put forward by the Kremlin. The amnesty program, which began over the weekend and is part of an overall Russian-Chechen peace plan, has been criticized by many rebel leaders who say it excludes hardcore element is designed to end the decade-long war and the constitutional referendum on the issue, and says the fact that rebels surrendered on only the vacated more rebels would accept the offer of a pardon.
And do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno was a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism. Burn off more calories even while you rest. Including ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, to weigh up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
New York Senator Hillary Clinton greeted hundreds of fans at a Barnes & Noble bookstore in Midtown Manhattan today, where she signed copies of her long-anticipated memoir about her days in the White House. Reporter Scott Salato spoke with the Hillary faithful.
The Barnes & Noble on 48 Hillary Love Fest.
I think she's great. I've been to, and I like her politics.
She was very friendly. She was fine, but she was very friendly. Greeted me with a really big smile. She was gorgeous. Did she look good or what?
Eric from Chelsea says he can't way to dig into living here.
It's nice to hear about the presidency and that sort of thing. It's always like a secret life.
Scott Salato, New York.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But squirming from the burning and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Members of the U.S. Supreme Court will take up a challenge to California clean air laws that prohibit the purchase of new diesel-fueled vehicles. The South Coast Air Quality Management District, which 2,000 prohibiting operators of a fleet of 50 vehicles from buying new diesel-fueled cars and trucks. That applies to both public and private vehicles and would include transit buses, airport shuttles, garbage trucks, limos, and taxis. The Engine Manufacturers Association and the Western States Petroleum Association challenged the law, citing federal regulations that bar any local standard for emission controls. The Supreme Court will hear arguments during its next term, which begins in October. Stocks began the week on a losing note today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 82 points to 8980. The S&P 500 finished down 11 points to 975. The Nasdaq slumped 23 points to 1603. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold. Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season. Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing low, life's life.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thanks for joining us about 7.5 past the hour. It's actually 7.5 past 9 o'clock here on the East Coast. The way we know that is not necessarily by looking at the digital clock here, but CNN is now doing their nightly Lacey Peterson stuff. And they usually start that about 9 o'clock. Lacey and Scott Peterson. It's very important story. Program produced by Catherine Bay, as always. Our announcer is Robin Bittman. If you'd like to participate live tonight, call us, 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. Or you can email MikeDMalloy at earthlink.net. That'll work. And welcome to our listeners on the IE America Radio Network, also Sirius Satellite 145, Radio Left, RadioPower.org. And if you're not listening tonight, but tomorrow night, of course, if you're listening tomorrow night, when you hear me say that, it won't make any sense. But if you're listening on the WhiteRoseSociety.org, also welcome. Lots of lies about Weaponsgate. Wargate, actually, is what I like to call it. Wargate. Lots of lies about Wargate for you tonight from Condoleezza Rice, Ari, the pencil neck geek, Fleischer, and, of course, Too Stupid to Be President, the Bush baby himself. So stay tuned. 19 people in, you know, this had to happen. This had to happen with the fact that, or due to the fact that the political landscape, not to mention the social and economic landscape in this country, is just chock-a-block now with flying monkeys, flying monkey right. This had to happen. So here's a report. At least 19 people in three Midwestern states have a disease called monkeypox. It's related to smallpox. This is the first outbreak of this life-threatening illness in the United States. Monkeypox. The CDC here in Atlanta is concerned that the illness could spread. The CDC has issued a nationwide alert to doctors and public health officials to be on the lookout for more cases. But we have an outbreak, end quote. There have been four of the victims have been hospitalized. They think to prairie dogs, that's the origin, or that's the, what do you call that, Kathy, the, not the vessel, but the reservoir of this disease. Most of the cases are in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area, one case each in Illinois and Indiana. The one in Illinois, there's some speculation that might be case zero, the beginning of this. It's in DuPage County, Illinois, which is one of the suburban counties of Chicago. And, of course, that's the home of Henry Hyde. DuPage County is a right-wing nest of neoconservatives led by crazy, crazy, crazy Catholics. Yeah, they're crazy too. Henry Hyde is one of those. He's a member of the Order of the Bloody Garter or something. I don't know. They go around slaying Jews and Protestants and Muslims who, you know, put them to the sword. It's from DuPage County. Lead the charge to impeach Bill Clinton for lying about sex. Drove a woman to suicide. Two or three children to become parentless. Have his affair with a married woman. What about it? She lived for another 40 years in utter silence and aneurysm. Henry is still alive. And that's where this monk has originated. Now, at this point, you're thinking, Jesus, there he goes again. The Washington Post yesterday. Monkey pox. Now, it's known as monkeypox. It's very closely related to smallpox. It usually occurs in Central and Western Africa. It's caused by a virus known as the orthopox virus. Viruses of humankind. And one of the most feared biological. It is a disease that is generated now because of this concentration of Illinois. And it's spreading. It's spreading. According to the CDC, this virus causes symptoms that are very similar to smallpox. You get a fever, headache, cough, painful rash of pus-filled sores. Mortality rate between 1 and 10% compared with 30%. And because the disease has never been in this part of the world before, the severity of the threat is clear. So if you live in the Midwest, if you live in DuPage County, I would not, I don't know, get your duct tape out. Is this the time to use? Obviously, because the prairie dog thing is Republicans in DuPage County. Watch out. I wouldn't go out. A group of leaders repent. where's this from? Oh, geez. World. Right-wing thug? Oh, okay. The Christian leaders in the United Methodist Church to repent of what they consider to be policies that they call incompatible with the teachings of Christ. Woo! The group of 120 signatories to the document, which is entitled, is this the title? Here it is, A Prophetic Epistle from United Methodists Calling on Our Brother George W. Bush to Repent. How many bishops are there in the United Methodist Church, Kathy? However, whatever the total is, seven have 13 other signatories asking Bush to repent. The ad reads, quote, It is policies advanced by your administration. Give evidence of the spiritual forces of wickedness that exist in our society today. The ad goes on to claim that Bush of the usage of nuclear weapons, end quote. Sees either. The ad goes on to say that domestically are incongruent with Jesus' taught. Wow. According to the report, the Bush White House says the president respects the views of those placing the ad, but does not agree with them. Well, no, I guess not. What's Ari Fleischer going to do? Go hold a press conference and say, yeah, well, you're right. George Bush. The biblical basis for opposing the Middle East roadmap. Well, yeah, we've been talking about this. Remember, evangelical Christian Zionists and Jewish Zionists are, they seem to be walking on the same path. The funny part is, eventually, the Christian Zionists will all reach into the folds of their robes and pull out long daggers and start stabbing their Jewish counterparts to death. That's the ultimate plan. But just as an attempt is being made to breathe life into the peace process between the Israelis and the Palestinians, religious groups, Protestant, evangelical, Christian religious groups, in the do an article in The Guardian of London, the Christian Jewish Interfaith Zionists, how it built itself. It was held in Washington last month. The purpose, the aim of that summit was, quote, to oppose rewarding murderous Palestinian terrorism with statehood, end quote. Now, according to the Guardian of London, of the UK, I should say, attending the conference were some of the most influential figures of the Christian right. And behind these Christian they come right out of Satan's groin. You know, the Dobbs and the rest of these monsters. But behind these people is a whole infrastructure of churches, radio stations, Bible colleges that have courses teaching what they refer to as Middle East history. Right, yeah. Oh, my God. Now, these people are really excited because, you know, going all the way back to 1948, 1949, when Israel was created by the United Nations, the Christian fundamentalists in this country got all excited, got all a-Twitter. There was much shaking and dancing and reaching for those bags of snakes, you know, to start handling snakes and drinking lye to show one's faith in the Supreme Being, because it looked like, oh, my God, look, it's happening. It's happening. The establishment of the State of Israel. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Now, of course, the Jews didn't see it that way. You know, the Jews were just looking for a homeland after a couple of thousand years of diaspora and being burned by the millions and executed and chased around the planet. To the Jews, it was like, hey, we're going home. You know, you Christian freaks, go ahead. Have your, you know, have your whoop, whoop, whoop. But we're just going home. Since the establishment of the State of Israel, the Christian right-wing neo-Nazis here and abroad have staunchly opposed any attempt to broker a settlement between the Jews and the Israelis and the Palestinians by power-sharing arrangements. And what the Christians are hoping for is the destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, so that they can, the Jews then can reestablish the temple, the Jewish temple. But sitting right on that same spot is this Muslim mosque. So the Christians are hoping that the Jews will go berserk and get dynamite and blow this up, and then the Palestinians will go berserk and start blowing up Jews, and then the IDF will move in, and there'll be death and slaughter. And because Jesus is a benign and loving figure, he will see all this butchery and smile down and say, well, I guess it's time for me to go down there and preside over all this happiness.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Peter Werby Show.
My website, peterwerby.com. Somebody wrote in, and in fact, they called in to that 800 number, some right-wing nutball, and he's going, between every sentence, he says, anywho, you really suck, and anywho, your website looks like it was put together by a teenager.
Perhaps he's homophobic. Oh, my gosh.
Well, he did say something about, he says, anywho, your photograph of you smiling, maybe one of your friends is tickling you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my.
I didn't know what he meant. But, you know, and I thought I ought to try to make it a little more professional, right? But you know how ornery I actually am, right? And so I'm going to keep it like that. I'm going to have it this mess because what you're supposed to have is buttons.
Screw texture
them.
Or something like that.
Screw them. That's what I say. I'm keeping it messy.
The Peter Werby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
I'm a soldier.
Vision of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and in security.
Don't you love it? Living side by side in peace and in security. You know, I've mentioned this before. I'm going to move on here in just a second. I just want to finish up with this because I don't understand the what the Israeli Jews especially are doing, forming an alliance of any sort with fundamentalist Christians in this country, because the fundamentalist Christians in this country are going to kill the Jews. They're going to kill them. They're going to slaughter them. What's astonishing about this, call it a marriage of convenience, between Zionist Jews in Israel and Zionist Christians in America, what's astonishing about it is that the Christians' version of biblical prophecy leads to Armageddon and finally to the conversion or death of the Jews, conversion of the Jews to Christ or their death. Hal Lindsey, who wrote, you remember, what was the book, The Late Great Planet Earth, that he wrote back when, in the 70s, 80s? Hal Lindsey said the valley from Galilee to Eilat will flow with blood, Jewish blood. And Hal Lindsey writes, 144,000 Jews will bow down before Jesus and be saved, but the rest of the Jews will perish in the mother of all Holocausts. So what these Christian fundamentalists are predicting is a massive slaughter, another one, of Jews. And the Israeli Jews form an alliance with these sick pigs? I don't understand that. I really don't. Now, The Late Great Planet Earth, if you're not familiar with it, has sold about 20 million copies in English, and according to what I have here, another 30 million worldwide. I don't understand a mindset that, you know, the Christian right says that the history of the Jews will end with another Holocaust. Another Holocaust brought about by Christians, by Christian fundamentalists, like George Bush, like the Crisco kid, like Pat Robertson, like James Dobson. These people, you know, they mouth their pieties towards the Jews being the chosen people of God, but that only goes up until the birth of Christ. You know, once Christ was born, then the Jews, ooh, listen, if you don't accept Christ, you are going to, we're going to kill you. That's all. We're just going to kill you. We're going to kill you. John Ashcroft, the Crisco kid, believes this stuff. I don't understand. If you are an observant Jew, you don't have to be Orthodox. Maybe you can call in and explain this. If you're a Zionist, and if you are a Zionist, you know what I mean. If you're not a Zionist, a Jew, but you understand the term and you're Jewish, call in. Please tell me, tell this audience, what is it that Israeli Jews get from associating themselves with Christian fundamentalists who are going to put the Jews to the sword? I don't get that. I completely don't get that. In Detroit, our Dearborn correspondent Clint sent this to me. Makes you wonder how anyone in Michigan would have the stupidity to support Bush again because of this. Metro Detroit lost more jobs than any metro area in the country in 2001, which made the area one of the hardest hit by the first Bush recession here. This year it ranks sixth. It lost 59,000 jobs, but it ranks sixth among job losses in metro areas. New York, San Jose, Chicago, Boston, and San Francisco are the first five, and then Detroit. Millions of jobs being lost in metro areas. I should say hundreds of thousands of jobs being lost in metro areas. How can anyone who is in the working class vote for Bush? Huh?
Oh, I don't know, Mike. How can they?
How
the hell do I know?
If you're fighting for your freedom, then I'm your man. But you'll be out of luck if you're a Palestinian.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Joblessness in the U.S. just went from bad to worse. The nation's unemployment rate edged up a tenth of a percentage point in May to 6.1%, the highest such rate since the summer of 1994. A net 17,000 jobs were lost last month, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Since February of 2000, just after George W. Bush took office, the U.S. private sector has shed 3.1 million jobs.
10,000 salaried employees of the Daimler Chrysler Corporation have been told they're being put under a so-called casual overtime policy effective immediately. This means those workers won't be paid any overtime for hours worked over 40 in a week unless they receive approval from a vice president.
Cargo ships operated by the Evergreen Marine Corporation remain anchored at sea along the East Coast today, unable to load or unload cargo. Dock workers with the International Longshoremen's Association say they won't handle Evergreen shipments until the company agrees to bargain with five office workers who voted to affiliate with the ILA last December. With pickets set up at ports along the eastern seaboard from New York to Florida, many of Evergreen's ships have been diverted north to Nova Scotia, Canada, or south to Panama.
Workers at two more nuclear power plants may go on strike soon. Some 600 skilled staff at the plants, both located in Georgia, have rejected a proposed contract offer from their employer, Southern Nuclear Operating Company. The staff, members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, want increased flexibility on shift scheduling. Southern Nuclear is preparing to fly in staff from other power plants if a strike takes place. Meanwhile, a walkout continues at the Oyster Creek Nuclear Generating Station in New Jersey, ongoing for 2.5 weeks now. Talks between technical staff there and the company, Exelon Nuclear, are going nowhere.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on!
Yeah.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. What else we got here? The British military is saying no more. That's it. They've had enough of George's lovely little war in Iraq. Have you heard about this? British defense chiefs are saying no about British troops, more British troops to be sent to join American forces in Baghdad because, in the terms of the British military high command, quote, they could be sucked into a quagmire, unquote. Now, the British military, obviously the United Kingdom is not a military dictatorship, so what the British military says is about as effective in that country as what the military says in this country. Oh, wait a minute, what did I just say? At least in theory. It's up to Tony Blair. It's up to the government. But the military commanders in the UK are voicing strong opposition to getting involved to any greater degree than they already are with the Americans in Iraq, for obvious reasons. I heard a report on NPR today that 29 American soldiers now have been killed in Iraq since George Bush had his special little moment landing on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln. This is sick, with the banner behind it said mission accomplished. 29, could that be right? Or is it 29 since the U.S. military commanders declared that the major battles were over? Whatever it is, 29 American service men have been killed, have been shot or RPG'd or blown up. I don't know how many Iraqis have been killed. I don't know how many Brits have been killed. But 29 Americans, since George Bush had his special moment with his parachute harness, pulling his scrotum up around his Adam's apple, since that event, since that photo op, 29 Americans have died. The sign said mission accomplished, didn't it, George? Mission accomplished, huh? Mission accomplished. The U.S. proconsul in Iraq, the military commander there, even though he is a civilian, I guess he goes by the title U.S. administrator. That would be Paul Bremer. Acknowledges what he calls a serious law and order problem in Iraq. No, it's not. It's not law and order, you moron. It's the people resisting an occupational army. You know, can you say Vietnam? Can you say occupied territories? Come on, it's not to what, law and order? No, this is war. This is death and destruction. And it's our people. Again, let's just set aside anybody but our people. 29 Americans killed since Bush had his special moment on the USS Abraham Lincoln. Wow. I don't know if you've noticed, but Too Stupid to Be President now has added the word program to the word weapons. It's no longer he has nuclear weapons. He has chemical weapons. He has biological weapons. Now it's he had a weapons program. Have you noticed that? The cat, as they say, is clawing its way out of the bag. Most of the civilized world understands that George W. Bush, in an impeachable act, took this country into a war on the basis of not one lie, not two, not three, but about five lies. Direct, deliberate lies. You can cut Lyndon Johnson some slack. Maybe Lyndon Johnson had a suspicion about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Maybe he wasn't quite sure. You know, that was almost 40 years ago. But George W. Bush and his gang of outlaws understood fully what they were doing. They told not one, not two, not three, but four or five deliberate, well-thought-out, absolute, total lies to send about 200 Americans to their deaths, 7,000 to 8,000 Iraqis to their deaths. How many Brits? I don't know. How many Aussies? I don't know. How many Polish? I don't know. I have no idea. But George W. Bush based his war on lies. So now they've added a word. Program. Program. It's cropping up all over the place, whether it is with the spokespeople for the Bush crime family, whether it's this miserable Secretary of State Colin Powell, or this drunk Rumsfeld, or this totally lost Condoleezza Rice. They're saying program now. And so is the Bush baby. Have you noticed the Bush baby is now using the word program? He's adding it to weapons. Now, today, after his cabinet meeting, when he has the little photo op, too stupid to be president, was asked a question by a reporter. The reporter said, Mr. President, is U.S. credibility on the line over the lack of the discovery of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Listen to the answer and see how many times you can hear the word program.
Iraq had a weapons program. Intelligence throughout the decade showed they had a weapons program. I am absolutely convinced with time we'll find out that they did have a weapons program. And the credibility of this country is based upon our strong desire to make the world more peaceful, and the world is now more peaceful after our decision.
Oh, yeah?
Strong desire to make sure free nations are more secure. Our free nations are now more secure.
Uh-huh.
And a strong desire to spread freedom. And the Iraqi people are now free, and they're learning the habits of freedom and the responsibilities that come with freedom. I read a report that somehow, you know, there is no al-Qaeda presence in Baghdad. I guess the people that wrote that article forgot about al-Zarqawi's network inside of Baghdad that ordered the killing of a U.S. citizen named Foley.
Foley, oh yeah.
And history will show, history and time will prove, that the United States made the absolute right decision in freeing the people of Iraq from the clutches of Saddam Hussein.
But we've got to free the people of America from the clutches of the Bush crime family. But did you notice that weapons program? Weapons program. Weapons program. Weapons program. There never was weapons. Who said there were weapons? It has always been weapons program. If you say that they said weapons of mass destruction, then you are a liar, and you will have to be chunked down the memory hole. All they have been saying is weapons program, weapons program, weapons program. There was never any claim of weapons of mass destruction. Where did you hear that? Where did you hear that we were going to war because we were 15 minutes, they were 15 minutes away from launching nuclear weapons? That they were providing their troops with all sorts of antidotes for chemical and biological weapon use because they were about to unleash thousands upon thousands of gallons of anthrax and thousands upon thousands of artillery shells containing chemical weapons. Where did you hear that? You did not hear that. You did not hear that. What you have heard since last October is that the Iraqi government had weapons of mass destruction programs. 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 Do you understand? Do you understand? Now, if you listen to this program, you did hear it here. We played all those sound clips for you. We played a montage of all the weapons of mass destruction lies last Thursday. If you want to hear it again, go to my website for the montage to download. It's there on the, what page is it on, Kathy? On the gallery page. But what we're supposed to believe now is that there never was a discussion of weapons of mass destruction. It was a weapons of mass destruction program. Program. Get it straight, citizen. Program. Now, Condoleezza Rice, I guess I need to start with her. There's something about the sound of her voice that once, I don't know, it makes me want to set things on fire. Or, I don't know, blow up bridges. Or I don't know, just do, there's her voice. There's something about her voice. But the story circulating now, of course, is that Iraq and Saddam Hussein were so crafty, oh my God, that they were able to conceal their banned weapons so well. After all, you know, Iraq is as big as California. They have been able to do this so well. It's going to take time, months, years, decades probably to interview scientists and look over the documents because to find the hiding places. That's according to Bush administration officials now, who are rejecting the idea, the charge, the thought that the Bush White House lied to justify the invasion and slaughter and the deaths of 200 Americans and 7,000 to 10,000 Iraqis. I don't know how many Brits, I don't know how many Polish, I don't know how many Spaniards, how many Aussies, but you know. Secretary of State Colin Powell was out there on Sunday. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, all expressing confidence that Iraq's weapons of mass destruction will be found. Yeah, they're there. Powell said that his pre-war statement to the United Nations, that there was no doubt that Saddam had the capacity to produce and use such weapons. No, Mr. Powell, you said he had them. And even the capabilities are not there, but you see what they're doing now. Weapons of mass destruction programs. Colin Powell said, well, you know, I told the UN, my statement is true, that Saddam had the capability to produce and use such weapons. Capability, program, capability, capability, program, program, capability. You've got to say those two words over and over. Get it straight, citizen. Get it straight. Your government never, ever, ever said that there were actual weapons of mass destruction. There were programs to develop weapons of mass destruction. There were capabilities to produce weapons of mass destruction. But we never said, according to Mr. Powell and Ms. Rice, that there were actual weapons of mass destruction. Did you, if you heard that, citizen, over the past 7-8 months, then you heard wrong. Don't make us take you to room 101. If we hold up five fingers and tell you it's three, then by God, you will see three. Do you understand that, citizen? Well, of course you do. I don't want to get tough with you here. Come on, you're just having a weak moment. Remember, it's not so much the lying, it's the cover-up of the lies. Gosh, where have we heard that before? Weeks of searches in Iraq by military experts, team after team, from what, four countries now have gone in there. Nothing. Nothing. What did George say the other day? We found two trucks. Yeah, yeah, you did, didn't you? You did. And, of course, the way the lapdog media in this country is spinning this is, well, you know, the trucks were probably, you know, they could have been used. They could have been used. Now, Condoleezza Rice yesterday also dragged in former President Clinton, his statement on December 16, 1998, to explain the missile strikes that he ordered against military and security targets in Iraq. The statement Clinton made that day was, quote, I have no doubt today that left unchecked, Saddam Hussein will use these terrible weapons again. Now, you can come to one quick conclusion. Bill Clinton got the same bogus advice from the same bogus sources, the Defense Policy Board and the neocons. Remember the neocons, Richard Perle and Wolfowitz and Abrams and Cheney and Rumsfeld. All of these little rat bastards wrote their famous letter to Bill Clinton back in 1998 demanding that he attack Iraq and send in 500,000 troops. And Clinton said, Well, I'll tell you what, So any information that Clinton had was based on the same set of lies that we've been fed since last October. Ah, but they're not lies. The Bush crime family never said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were capabilities for the weapons of mass destruction. There were programs. Weapons of mass destruction programs. 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 You've got to get that straight, citizen. Oh, my God. Senator Pat Roberts, who is the chairman, Republican, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said a congressional investigation of how the intelligence was used in the run-up to the war, that all this chatter right now that we were lied to, all that stuff is premature. Senator Roberts, who's a Republican from Kansas, told CNN's Late Edition on Sunday, there's a little tad bit of politics being played here, and I think it's very, very counterproductive. Well, Senator, there's more than a tad of politics. I mean, my God, the Bush crime family politicized the idea and the execution of the war. What do you mean a tad of politics? It's been nothing but politics. Now, Senator Carl Levin, Democrat from Michigan, the top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, says he wants a full-blown congressional investigation.
Really, Senator? You do? Okay, right after the 911 investigation, which that's coming up real soon. It really is. It's coming, Senator. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Levin said, I think the nation's credibility is on the line as well as his, referring to Bush. Levin said, this nation has got to lead in this world. If we're going to really lead in a war against terrorism, we must have people who believe in us, who, when we say that something is true, believe that it is true. Okay, Senator Levin, yeah, we need an investigation. Yeah, see if you can prevail upon some of your Republican buddies on your committee to call a hearing. Let's have a hearing. Let's have a hearing. We'll have a hearing on the lies and deceptions, the website. Yes, indeed. Let's do that. Let's have a full-blown congressional investigation. Yeah. Okay.
Into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer.
Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years on them.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like a tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
He's playing hide and seek with inspectors. He wants to play hide and seek.
Yeah, well, I'd like to play pin the tail on the donkey, doofus. We're continuing to bring up this topic about these non-existent weapons of mass destruction because George Bush should be run out of Washington, D.C. on a rail. He should be tarred and feathered. Screw impeachment. He should go to prison for what he's done. Now, I understand we should have the niceties and the legalities of a bill of impeachment introduced in the House, hearings by the House Judiciary Committee, articles of impeachment agreed upon, presented to the Senate, and too stupid to be a president brought to trial. But we also understand that this foul, filthy system that we're involved in right now is controlled by foul, filthy Republicans. And justice, as long as Republicans are in control anywhere, justice is not served. It cannot be served because Republicans are not interested in justice. Republicans are interested in power, but they are not interested in justice. Now, right after the next break, we're going to play some of the sound from Condoleezza Rice from Meet the Press. And it's not just the sound of her voice it's like the sound of broken glass being walked on. Ooh, don't you hate that? That's worse than fingernails down a chalkboard. Walking on broken glass. Gives me the chill bumps just to imagine that. We're also going to have a little bit from Ari Fleischer. But what Bush has done is an impeachable offense. It is a get his ass out of office offense. It's astonishing to me. We impeach a president for lying about a consensual sex play between two adults. I mean, that's an impeachable offense. And George Bush commits America's military on the basis of lies and is so far responsible for the deaths of 200 American soldiers? 200 American soldiers who signed up? These men and the couple of women who died, they did not die defending America. They did not die defending truth or liberty or justice. They died defending the George W. Bush family oil empire. This is awful. Oh, my God. So we're going to focus on it coming back. I want you to hear what these Bush crime family spokesmen and spokeswomen are talking about now. Here it is. This is remove him from office stuff. Isn't it? Isn't it?
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
IE America Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. New York Senator Hillary Clinton greeted hundreds of fans at a Barnes & Noble bookstore in Midtown Manhattan today, where she signed copies of her long-anticipated memoir about her days in the White House. Reporter Scott Salato spoke with the Hillary faithful.
The Barnes & Noble on 48th and 5th was a Hillary love fest.
I think she's great. I think she's intelligent, and I like her politics.
The New York Senator arrived to cheers at the Midtown bookstore, donned in a smart yellow chiffon suit.
She was very friendly. She was rushed. There were a lot of people who had to go through the line, but she was very friendly, greeted me with a really big smile. She was gorgeous, too. Did she look good or what?
Yeah, she was.
Eric from Chelsea says he can't wait to dig into living history.
It's always nice to hear about the presidency and that sort of thing. It's always like a secret life.
Scott Salato, New York.
San Jose, California police have taken one man into custody for questioning in the connection with the kidnapping of 9-year-old Jeanette Tamayo. San Jose Police Chief William Lansdowne says they're confident they have the right suspect, even though they don't have an identification on him right yet.
We do, in fact, have a suspect in custody at this time. He did have the vehicle that we were looking for. He matches the description, and the physical injuries that he has on his person match the circumstances of this situation.
Lansdowne says they're still looking for at least one more person. He says the media's coverage of the kidnapping helped get the child back safely. Tamayo was kidnapped Friday from her South San Jose area home and found safe last night after she wandered into a store in East Palo Alto. The store's owner recognized her from news reports and called 911. Tamayo's mother and older brother fought with the kidnappers before they sped away with the fourth grader. She's now back with her family and reportedly in good condition.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You looked great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Fears that terrorist groups could infiltrate the maritime industry have prompted the UN's labor body to come up with a plan to ID more than a million seafarers. The radical new security move would mark the biggest shakeup in mariner identification in over 50 years. The cards, which could be designed as early as next June, will contain genetic data on physical features such as the iris, face, hands, and fingerprints. The move is also in line with warning from several Western intelligence agencies that Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terrorist network may have a specialist maritime arm. Authorities here in the U.S. have expressed a particular concern that a so-called dirty bomb or some other form of unconventional weapon could easily be delivered to the U.S. by one of the millions of shipping containers that enter American ports of call each year.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Several members of the Service Employees International Union had their day in court today to answer to charges stemming from a protest in the uptown section of Pittsburgh last week. The custodial workers for UPMC had the charges against them reduced to a single summary offense of obstruction of traffic and were fined $50 plus court costs. Tom Hoffman, a spokesman for the union, said there were no regrets in the courtroom.
You know, when you stack this up against not having health care for my kids for a year, This was an easy choice to make, and, you know, we did the right thing.
SEIU members have scheduled another protest of the increase in their family health care premiums this Friday in front of the state office building downtown. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 82 points to 8980. The NASDAQ was down 23 points to 1603. The S&P 500 finished down 11 to 975. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the Old West. Bucking Broncos, Calvaries, and water pistols. Thank goodness in Hopalong Cassidy, it's still alive. Under your hood. When we come back, I'll identify one of technology's most wanted.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark.
If your Bronco or F-150 or LeSabre is bucking, it could be from a clogged injection system. A wonder of modern technology, fuel injection systems like tiny water pistols squirt precise amounts of gas into each cylinder. But like clogged arteries, when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. For healthy injection systems, don't depend on the Calvary. Once a year, pour a double dose of injector cleaner into a full tank of gas. Run that tank out, then replace the fuel filter. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here. here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. I got this email sent to me. It's a quote from Mark Twain from 1916, and it's very appropriate for what we are currently experiencing here with the Bush crime family vis-a-vis Iraq. But just listen to what Twain said. Next, the statesman will invent cheap lies, putting the blame upon the nation that is attacked. And every man will be glad of those conscience-soothing falsities, and will diligently study them, and refuse to examine any refutations of them. And thus he will, by and by, convince himself that the war is just, and will thank God for the better sleep he enjoys after this process of grotesque self-deception. Yeah, well, we're not involved in self-deception here. We're involved in newspeak, thought crimes, and Ingsoc. All right, Condoleezza Rice on Meet the Press yesterday with media whore number one, Tim Russert. Russert has a question for Ms. Rice. Here's the question. The president and people throughout the administration said that Saddam Hussein posed an imminent threat because he possessed weapons of mass destruction. Here's what the president said. Quote, intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraq regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised. End quote. And, Tim goes on to say, the vice president said, quote, simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction, end quote. So my question to you, Ms. Rice, was there truly an imminent threat, and where are the weapons of mass destruction?
There are two separable issues here. What did we have in terms of intelligence estimates before going in, and what have we found? In terms of intelligence estimates going in, the October 2002 intelligence estimate, national intelligence estimate, which is the definitive estimate by the intelligence community, said in its key judgments, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction, for instance, on chemical weapons, 100 to 500 metric tons of chemical agent in the country.
Well, Ms. Rice, we know what you and your criminal regime has reported, but that wasn't the question that Tim asked. Let's try again. Here's media whore number one, Tim Russert. As you know, Ms. Rice, others are saying that the intelligence was, well, Senator Joe Biden used the word, hyped by the administration to provide a rationale for the war. And this is what has been accumulated over the following weeks. First, this from U.S. News and World Report. They say, quote, for months, the vice president's office and the Pentagon had been more aggressive than either the State Department or the CIA when it came to making the case against Iraq. The policy decisions weren't matching the reports we were reading every day, says an intelligence official. In September 2002, U.S. News and World Report has learned the Defense Intelligence Agency issued a classified assessment of Iraq's chemical weapons, and that report concluded, quote, there is no reliable information on whether Iraq is producing and or stockpiling chemical weapons. The American people, in other words, were manipulated, bluntly declares one person from the Defense Intelligence Agency who says he was privy to all the intelligence there on Iraq. End quote, U.S. News and World Report. And then, media whore number one Tim Russert says to Condoleezza Rice, and then, Ms. Rice, this, quote, Ray McGovern, a retired CIA analyst, says, and others back him up, that the Pentagon took dubious accounts from emigres close to Ahmad Shalabi and gave these tales credibility they did not deserve. And last night in Iowa, Ms. Rice, Bob Graham, the former chairman of the Intelligence Committee and running for president, said, quote, information was essentially politicized, manipulated. Those parts that the president liked became placed in the president's speeches, and those that he didn't like got put in the trash can. What about this, Ms. Rice?
I just don't understand this argument. As I said, revisionist history all over the place. Now, the president gets his intelligence from his intelligence agencies, most especially from his director of Central Intelligence, not from all kinds of splinter groups. And I really can't speak to unnamed people who refuse to come forward, but quote on unattributed to the press.
Yeah, right. Oh, that is. Oh, come on, Miss Rice. Surely you can come up with a better one than that. That's what you and Ari and Rummy and the rest of you thugs say every time. Well, you know, I can't comment on unattributed sources. Of course, if you tell me who said it, I'll have the son of a bitch thrown out of office or shot or killed in a private plane crash. But as long as there's no name, I can't comment on that. You know, all these unattributed sources, they don't mean anything. They're just lies. They're just lies. Now, of course, we always attribute our stuff. As a matter of fact, all that uranium that was coming from Niger in Africa, well, we attributed that to, that turned out to be all BS. And okay, well, then the report, there was another report that about chemical weapons that came from, that was an American college student on the West Coast who published something on the Internet 10 years ago. Well, I'm sorry. That's the best we can do. Media whore number one, Tim Russert, again, asked simply, where are the weapons of mass destruction? Now, notice how Ms. Rice continues to dig the hole deeper with her lies and see how they've added the word program. Now, remember Tim Russert's question, Ms. Rice, where are the weapons of mass destruction?
The fact is, this was a program that was built for concealment. We've always known that. We've always known that it would take some time to put together a full picture of his weapons of mass destruction programs. Now, we are on a mission now to uncover the true nature of this program. No one ever said that we knew precisely where all of these agents were, where they were stored. No one said that we knew precisely how Saddam Hussein was concealing his program. We now have an opportunity, since we're on the ground and we have the opportunity to talk to people, to put together that picture, and we will.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God. You, all of you, said you knew where they were. Colin Powell said they were being hidden in palm trees. Rumsfeld showed satellite photos of weapons of mass destruction sites. Dear God, Miss Rice, don't you remember when all of you lying bastards paraded all around Washington, all around the UN, with your photos and your charts and your graphics and your satellite this and your intercepted phone calls? What do you mean? No one ever said that we knew where this stuff was, where they were stored. Then what the hell were you showing on national television, Miss Rice? And her first statement, the fact is this was a program that was built for concealment. We've always known that. It's always been a program. Who said weapons of mass? We never said weapons of mass destruction. What the hell are you talking about? We were talking about programs. Hello? Weapons of mass destruction? No. Programs. Programs. Capabilities. Programs. 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 Capabilities. 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 That's what we've always said. That's what we've always said. We have always said that. Oceania has always been at war with East Asia. Always. On the lie about the uranium from Niger, Tim Russert, media whore number one, asked of Ms. Condoleezza Rice the following question. Ms. Rice, let me show you a specific comment the president made in his State of the Union message on January 28, 2003, when he talked about uranium from Africa. He said, quote, "The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa," end quote. Now, Ms. Rice, 5 weeks later, this is what appeared in the Washington Post. Quote, "A key piece of evidence linking Iraq to a nuclear weapons program appears to have been fabricated. Documents that reportedly showed Iraqi officials shopping for uranium in Africa 2 years ago were deemed not authentic after careful scrutiny." Now, Ms. Rice, what about that?
The president quoted a British paper. We did not know at the time. No one knew at the time in our circles. Maybe someone knew down in the bowels of the agency, but no one in our circles knew that there were doubts and suspicions that this might be a forgery. Of course, it was information that was mistaken. But the it was a relatively small part of the case about nuclear weapons and nuclear reconstitution.
Oh, my God. So you're saying, Condoleezza Rice, that the moron jackass you work for stood up at a State of the Union address and quoted a British newspaper about weapons of mass destruction, nuclear bombs, uranium from Niger? That was Bush quoting a British paper? Is that what you're saying now, Miss Rice? Well, I'll be damned. I don't remember that part of Bush's speech where he stood there in front of a joint session of Congress and the entire world. I don't remember him saying, well, now, according to a British newspaper, I don't remember that part. But I do remember the rest of it, Miss Rice. And what's this? She says no one in our circles knew that there were doubts and suspicions that this might be a forgery. What the hell kind of a circle are you talking about? You run the goddamn government. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Let me retract that. They run the government. And this woman is saying that no one in our circle knew there were doubts and suspicions that this might be a forgery, and on that basis, they committed this country to war. And 200 Americans are dead, and they continue to die, and a country and a region's destabilized, and 7,000 to 10,000 Iraqis have been slaughtered. And no one in your circle, Condoleezza, knew that there were doubts and suspicions that it might be a forgery? No one in your circle? You're kidding me.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Can you stand hearing a little bit of good news? It comes from an unlikely source. That massive tax bill that the Bushites just rammed through Congress, giving away at least $325 billion of our tax dollars to a handful of rich Americans that neither need nor deserve this windfall. But sometimes you can find a jewel in a junk pile. Tucked into Bush's massive giveaway to the Wall Street crowd is a little something that will help folks from our streets. It's a $20 billion provision to provide emergency aid for states that are grappling daily with our nation's growing health care crisis. Nearly every state in America is facing a budget squeeze, and to make ends meet, most legislatures are blindly whacking the budgets for health care programs that provide essential services to seniors, low-income children, people with disabilities, and others without health care coverage. In my state of Texas, for example, legislators, quote, fixed their budget shortfall by tossing some 250,000 children out of the state health care program, out of sight, out of mind. It's children like these that the emergency health care money will help. But this $20 billion jewel didn't just appear in Bush's junk pile of a bill. It was placed there through a determined effort led by the men and women of the Service Employees International Union. Half of SEIU's members are nurses and other health care employees who are out on the front lines of meeting America's needs. And they are appalled that so many are being abandoned in a country that is so rich. So they forged a coalition with community groups, seniors, and others, and launched a Put Families First grassroots campaign, bombarding our Congress with thousands of personal appeals for decency, fairness, and sanity. This is Jim Hightower saying, insanely, the Bushites opposed this aid, but people power prevailed. When people get organized, we win. To join other fights for good health care, call SEIU, 202-898-3200.
Got the flying monkey ride blues. Here's the cure. Mike Malloy. Oh, no,
no, 24 past the hour. So I, did I apologize for the profanity, Kathy? Oh, good. I'm glad I did. It's just infuriating to me, and I should be professional enough not to let that happen. Again, I do apologize. That's all I can do. It's done. But when I hear these people, Condoleezza Rice and Fleischer and Powell and the rest of these people saying the things that they're saying right now, it's real hard to stay rational. What do we got here? Just two more on Condoleezza Rice on Meet the Press yesterday with media whore number one Tim Russert. Now, on Cheney's bullying of the CIA, which we all know occurred, Cheney telling the CIA to make the intelligence fit the fantasies swishing around in the minds of people like himself, Dick Cheney, Wolfowitz, Abrams, Douglas Feith, Louis Libby, Donald Rumsfeld, Richard Perle. And the CIA, of course, doesn't like that. They in theory anyway, their intelligence is supposed to be non-political. Here's the intelligence, now you do whatever you want to with it. So on that issue about Cheney bullying the CIA, media whore number one Tim Russert says, Ms. Rice, the Washington Post reported that Cheney made numerous trips to the CIA, and that some people at the CIA felt pressured because of his presence to provide information to the president and vice president that they wanted to see.
Simply not true. The vice president did make trips to the CIA, although no one talks about exactly how he's briefed or even how the president is briefed. But I can tell you this. This administration has experienced foreign policy people who are consumers of intelligence and who do ask difficult and tough questions of intelligence officials. But the director of Central Intelligence has said and has assured all of us that he has no evidence or any belief that anybody was pressured at any time to change estimates or to change their assessments.
Ah, I see. So the director of the CIA, according to Condoleezza Rice, has assured all of us. Now, who would that be? Would that be Ms. Rice, Mr. Cheney himself, Mr. Bush, Mr. Rumsfeld? Who did the director of the CIA assure that he, the director, has no evidence or any belief that anybody was pressured at any time to change anything?
Oh, my. And the grim part is Condoleezza Rice says that with a straight face, and the grimmer part is Tim Russert, being the good media whore that he is, sits there and laps it up. Just say, yeah, well, okay. Well, okay, that's fair. If the director of the CIA says that no one was pressured and has given you assurance, Ms. Rice, well, hell, that's good enough for me. Last question from media whore number one, Tim Russert, on the weapons of mass destruction. He says, Ms. Rice, you are confident you will find weapons of mass destruction. I didn't say program. I said weapons of mass destruction. You are confident you will find them, right?
They're confident that we, I believe that we will find them. I think that we have already found important clues, like the biological weapons laboratories that look surprisingly like what Colin Powell described in his speech, like the testimony of people that talks about the embedding of chemical weapons in their dual infrastructure program, much like what Colin Powell said in his February 5th testimony to the United Nations.
Well, gee, golly, then I guess Colin Powell is just hit two home runs on his February 5th testimony to the United Nations. Right, Condi? My goodness, those two biological weapons laboratories that the British say are nothing more than vehicles they sold to the Iraqis in the 80s so that the Iraqis could send up weather balloons. Is that what you're talking about, Condi, the two trucks?
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lies.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
An author says we've caught most of the big fish in the oceans and we're starting to eat the bait. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Populations of cod, swordfish, and other highly prized ocean fish have fallen to 2 or 3% of their natural levels, according to author Daniel Pauly. As a result, people are fishing down the food web.
It's a term I coined in 1998 in a paper that described that globally, the fisheries are catching animals that are smaller and shorter-lived.
Pauly has written a new book called In a Perfect Ocean. He says we've taken most of the big predator fish, such as cod, and now we're fishing for their prey, things like herring and squid. And Pauly says fishers are having to settle for younger and smaller animals, things that until recently were used for bait.
A few years ago, a bait meant a little squid, right? And now it's called calamari. We consume the bait.
Pauly says we're even catching things that once seemed inedible, for example, jellyfish.
When I began to think about jellyfish, it was almost like a joke. You know, jellyfish, who would eat jellyfish? But actually people in East Asia do eat jellyfish, and they're being caught.
Pauly says North American fishing boats are now catching jellyfish for export to Asia. And he says the depletion of more and more species is cascading down the marine food web.
What you get is an ecosystem that is structurally different. Instead of a slow-lane ecosystem with large animals that change very little over time and which is highly predictable, you get an ecosystem that consists of very small things whose abundance fluctuates very rapidly. So it's an unpredictable system, and it's a largely unhealthy system.
Pauly says we need strong action to save ocean fisheries from further decline. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
At Animal Talk,
we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
In a nation where the dictator treated himself to palaces with gold faucets, gold-covered AK-47s.
Yeah, well, that's reason enough to send 200 Americans to their deaths, huh? Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. John is calling from Long Beach, California. I guess I better get some calls in here. It's just going to sound like a three-hour-long Malloy rant, huh, John?
Oh, yeah. Mike, I think you're really kind of being harsh on the first crime family about the program thing. I mean, haven't you ever been to the theater and have somebody poke you in the eye with a program? It can smart like hell.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I guess.
But let me ask you this. How many people do you think really believe that 9/11 happened as the media says it happened?
Not very many, because most Americans now, according to the polls, believe that this was something Saddam Hussein set up. Well, I guess that's what the media is putting out there, the lies in the
right.
Bush crime family. The media in this country has done such a miserable job that we have 70% of Americans, or 60%, whatever the hell the number is, who are so grossly misinformed that they think someone who was not responsible for the attack on this country was. I mean, that's stunning when you think about it, John, just stunning.
The problem with those figures... is that you're getting it from the very same media that's putting this out. I don't trust that 70% figure.
Well, if it's 30%, you know...
That'd be have a lot better than 70.
Well, but poll after poll after poll is consistent with the number of American people who honestly believe that Saddam Hussein was either wholly responsible or partly responsible, that of the 19 bombers that came here, either all of them or some of them or at least one of them was an Iraqi. All of that is absolutely, totally not true. Now, when you have a population that is that grossly misinformed because the government and the media work in tandem with each other to lie and deceive and distort, then does one say one still lives in a democracy? That one still lives in a free and open society? Or does one say, well, you know what? We're living in Orwell land here.
Somebody said one time, who was it, that you get the government you deserve?
Well, probably some cynic. who might have followed up by saying, you get the government you fight for.
Yeah.
You know?
Again, I don't know. I don't trust any figures that come from the mainstream media. Not at all.
Well, that's probably a more rational approach than mine, which is to look at these numbers and scratch my head and feel like I'm living in la-la land. But
now, you know, how many people that you know personally, and I know you get around a lot, how many people do you know that agree with the Bush crime family?
Well, in my group, nobody. But that's because anyone who I associated with prior to this this psychopath taking power in this country. Anyone who that I used to associate with who thought Bush was a decent human being, I no longer associate with.
Well, I take a lot of cabs when I go to the doctors. I've taken probably a couple of dozen in the last couple of months or so.
Right.
Now, every cab driver that I've talked to, struck up a conversation with,
mm-hmm.
I don't think one agreed with the Bush crime family. Now, I know that's not a criteria to say, well, nobody agrees. But and other people that I know personally do not. Maybe of all the people I know personally, maybe one or two agree with the Bush crime family.
Yeah, but John, let me ask you. I don't know how it is in Long Beach, but I know in New York, in Washington, here in Atlanta, most cab drivers now are foreign born. They may be here on a green card or a work permit, or they may be a naturalized citizen. But these are people who have a different perspective on global events, who may have come from governments who are just as lying and filthy as the Bush crime family. But these are people I have found, cab drivers as a group. These are people who read the foreign press. They read the British press, the French press, the Indian press, the Chinese press, the Russian press. So how many of your cab drivers who have not felt that Bush is telling the truth, how many were white-skinned Americans?
Well, most of them here in Long Beach, 99.9% are either Hispanic or black.
Well, there you go. I think those are people who would be more inclined, A, to be suspicious of the Bush crime family, because those are groups of people, and I'm generalizing here, who have tasted the heel in the face or the toe of the boot up the ass more than white people have.
Well, what was surprising to me with at least a couple cab drivers, that, and I did not bring it up to them, they brought it up to me. I said, are you aware of the Bush crime families, of their criminality going back to Prescott Bush?
Right.
And that surprised me. I mean, coming from a cab driver, because you don't generally look on cab drivers being the epitome of academia, you know.
Yeah, see what happens when we start stereotyping? We get fooled every time, don't we? Yeah,
no, we,
we do. Hey, listen, John, thanks for checking in, pal.
You're welcome.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Jody's calling from Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hey, Jody.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
First, I wanted to say something really quick. I sent you an email a few days ago. I read the German Die Welt article about the Paul Wolf.
Oh, yeah, and you read enough German, you were able to translate.
It is not how they put it on the Department of... I mean, this is the German translation, but they made it into two sentences as you reported. I didn't make that clear, and I wanted to do that because... That's how they translated it, and trust me, German could have translated it the way it was on the site. I mean, there's no problem with doing so.
Right.
So I think he said exactly what you said.
Well, what's his name? Paul Wolfowitz.
Paul Wolfowitz.
Right. That the German newspaper, from whom the original quote came,
right,
had it right. The Guardian of was it the Guardian or the Independent?
I don't remember now. I think it was the Guardian.
I think it was the Guardian that published the retraction that to me was not really a retraction.
No.
You can make the argument that going from English to German to English, there might be, or from American to German to English, there might be something lost in the translation, but. Even if one accepts that nothing was lost in the translation, I don't know what the hell the Guardian was retracting.
No, other than to say that the original sentence on the top of the article said, well, he admits that the reason was oil.
Right, okay.
You know, I mean, that's the only thing to correct what he said was not proper, because he said it. He clearly said that that country swims on a sea of oil. And we had no other choice. You know, we had no economic choice with Iraq.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's what he said. I mean, I didn't, you know, what a turkey. Anyway, over the weekend, for some reason, I have a broken radio in my car, and I was driving along, and I came up with a little song, and I have to sing it for you, because it's on this topic.
We'll love to hear it.
Okay, now, realize I sing kind of like John Prine, so you got to put up with the bad voice.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Those weapons of mass destruction are just nowhere in sight, although they were the reason they said we had to fight. And all those frightening chemicals, oh, just where can they be? I think AWOL Bush snorted them way back in 83. Oh, hey, it's great to fight for the liberty, to use up other people's oil and take their property. Oh, hey, now raise those banners way up high and salute the Texas oil men for whom the people died. Two more verses. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Well, Hussein was never captured and Osama can't be found. The economy, well, they have run it straight into the ground. But just in case you notice, your civil rights are gone. They'll tell you that we're threatened by the country of Iran. Oh, boy, be glad. You can read any book you see. Just don't check them out of your local library. Oh, boy, it's great to be so truly free. Just hope you're never noticed by Homeland Security. Poor people are our nemesis. Rich people are our friends. Canada, Germany, and France, there the friendship ends. The rest of the world hates us, and the reason George did give, they're jealous of our freedom to buy a place to live. Oh, hey, it's great to kick their wimpy cans and never pay attention to nuclear weapons bans. Oh, hey, be proud to wave the red, white, and blue, because if you aren't, you just might find John Ashcroft after you.
That's great, Jody. Record that. Take it to one of the rock stations in Chicago. They'll play it.
I'm gonna play it on WLS.
Well, not WLS. Take it over to what's his name on CKG.
I don't know.
Steve Dahl. Take it to Steve Dahl. Steve would play it.
Oh, he might.
Yeah.
I don't know. He might play it. I'm not convinced, but
that's great.
Anyway, I just had to sing it. You know, it fits perfectly with what's happening now.
It does indeed. Jody, thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
All right, you take care.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Jody doesn't know, but we have now captured her song. It will be at thewhiterosesociety.org by tomorrow. If Jody doesn't record it, we will, and we will sell it, and we will make the royalties. That's a good song, Jody. All right. Now, before we go back to all your phone calls, what is it about Monday night? Nobody calls in Monday night. It must be me. It has to be me. Ari Fleischer at the press briefing today. Okay, we've got to do some Ari, as long as we don't have anybody holding on here. Mike, I was holding on for an hour and a half. All right, here we go. Ari Fleischer, press briefing today on Wargate. Or Weaponsgate. A reporter says, Ari, in his radio address on October 5th, you know, President Bush clearly said Iraq had stockpiled biological and chemical weapons. But, Ari, in a Defense Intelligence Agency report from September 2002, it was stated there was no reliable information on whether Iraq was producing and stockpiling chemical weapons. So, gosh, it's so confusing. I'm just wondering how you reconcile those two disparate thoughts, Ari, and where did the president get the intelligence that indeed Iraq was stockpiling chemical weapons? Huh, Ari?
Not from that same report and from other reports. You're reading one sentence from the report, and that's because it's based on an amalgam of all the intelligence information that's available. Not one sentence. And when you look at the totality of the information that was available and from the intelligence community to the president, he said that because that's the conclusion that not only did the CIA reach in 2003, but it's consistent with the reporting that was done by the intelligence communities going back to the early, mid, late 90s.
Oh, Ari, how many lies in one, two, three, four sentences? Oh, your bald-headed butt is going to burn in hell for seven eternities. How about that, Ari?
We can't compete with that guy, can you? I mean, he is, and no, he's not an evil genius. He's a doofus. He's a goof. He's a moron. But he has the ability to spin language, and of course, the crack White House press corps just sits there, oh, okay. With a couple of exceptions.
Same reporter now, a follow up asking why Bush seemed to ignore the Defense Intelligence Administration, the DIA, which said there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
He had other intelligence other than the DIA.
Well, of course, the president has multiple forms of intelligence that he looks at.
Quack, quack.
And when you take a look at it in its totality,
quack,
it supports just what the president said.
Did he consider that other intelligence to be more valuable than the DIA intelligence?
No, it looks at it as we've always talked about intelligence being a mosaic.
Different
pieces. Some of those pieces are more clear than other pieces. Some of those pieces are less clear than other pieces. The job of the analyst is to add it up, make recommendations to the policymakers, and the president made his conclusions and shared them with the public. Not only this president, the previous presidents.
Yeah. Well,
why didn't the president err on the side of conservatism and take the DIA report over the other intelligence that got? I mean, he seemed to take a worst-case scenario.
The president didn't err on one side or another. He focused on accuracy. And based on the combined assessments of the intelligence community.
From Baldy, it's different
forms.
For him. Yeah, okay, sit down and shut up, Baldy. I like this part where he says, we've always talked about intelligence being a mosaic, different pieces. Some of those pieces are more clear than other pieces. Some of those pieces are less clear than other pieces. What does this remind you of, Truthseeker? Oh, yes, it reminds us of someone else in the Bush crime family. There are things we know. There are things we don't know. There are known knowns and unknown knowns. There are also known unknowns and unknown unknowns. And a partridge in a pear tree, and up is down and left is right, and black is white, and here we go, tra-la, tra-la, through the looking glass. And there's the Red Queen, and there's the Dormouse and the Cheshire Cat, and of course there's Alice. This one makes you big, this one makes you small, and the one Mommy gives you doesn't do anything at all. Just remember what the Dormouse said. Feed your head. Oh my God. Another reporter says, Ari, isn't there still a suggestion of a breakdown in intelligence, given the fact that we thought there were weapons poised to be used and they haven't even been found yet?
No, I don't think that suggests a breakdown. I think what it suggests is the need for patience, just as the president has said, that in the immediate aftermath of the war, as we continue to be engaged in security operations, first and foremost, in Iraq, to protect the Americans who are there.
Yeah.
The president acted to protect our country.
Yeah.
And he acted properly, wisely.
Yeah.
And I think the American people are thankful that he did.
Oh, yes, Ari, we are. What? Be patient? What? You think what it suggests is a need for patience? But we committed murder because George Bush ran out of patience, Ari. Don't you remember? Oh, my God, Ari, it was only a couple of months ago. I'm running out of patience. We're going to attack. I'm running out of patience. He plays like he doesn't have weapons of mass destruction. He plays like he doesn't have this. He plays like he doesn't have that.
Where was Bush's patience when the world was begging for more time for the inspectors? Thousands of needless deaths. These people are going to burn in a special Christian hell full of snakes, scorpions, and spiders, while huge beasts mount them 24 hours a day, pecking at their back, eating their brain cells. That's what's waiting for these people.
I said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil man. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, it looks like a pipe cleaner patched away.
The world has waited a long time for Mr. Saddam Hussein to disarm. He'll say, oh, I'm disarming, after he said he has no arms.
He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek.
Pencil neck geek.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven
to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore. He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Mike Molloy Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
Alrighty, then.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Molloy.
Okay, very quickly here in the last segment of this hour, we'll take your calls when we come back. I want to get these last three Fleischer quotes in from today. Now, getting straight to the point, a reporter asks for the record.
Ari, so the president of the White House remained convinced that actual weapons, warheads with deadly substances in them, ready to be fired, will be found in Iraq?
You heard it yesterday. You heard it today. You say ready to be fired. The exact condition of the weaponry remains to be seen, and that's why we have the teams of experts and specialists on the ground to review it.
Yeah, to review it. They may not be ready to fire. On Cheney's involvement in the weapons of mass destruction lies, a reporter says, Ari, one of the most vocal of the administration officials in emphasizing unambiguously that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, was the vice president. And particularly, he was putting forward this, what was later seen to be forged evidence about the letter indicating purchase of yellow cake uranium from Niger. Can you tell me, Ari, at what point did the vice president know that this evidence, or suspected that this evidence, was forged?
I haven't talked specifically to the vice president about it, so I can't answer specifically from his point of view. But what I can tell you is the American intelligence community, as the information was received about forgeries behind this, very frankly spoke up and said that this information was incorrect.
Quack, quack, you liar. You filthy liar. The Bush administration never went before the world community or the American public and said this was faked and forged. Never. How dare you lie? Finally, Russell Mokyber. Ari, you said in April that the war was about weapons of mass destruction. The war resulted in tens of thousands of innocent civilian deaths. Thousands of innocent civilian deaths, according to the Los Angeles Times. Do you personally feel any remorse, given the public case that's being made, that this war was based on that false pretext?
Number one, you have no basis to say that it's a false pretext. Number two, I think when you take a look at all the mass graves that have been discovered all around Iraq, I think the world breathes a sigh of relief that a brutal dictator like Saddam Hussein, who had no regard for human rights, has been removed from power so that the Iraqi people can, at long last, have a life and build a future that's based on freedom and opportunity, not on tyranny.
Yeah, okay, Ari. Hell awaits you. A particular hell, Ari. All right, stay with us. We shall be back, and it's going to be phone calls next hour. And if you're not here, I'm just going to pack up and go home. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
On the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Mr. Rogers' parenting book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Into the 2001 anthrax attacks is centered on a pond in Frederick, Maryland. Allison Brown reports.
Frederick City officials are only publicly stating that a forensic search is underway at a nearby forest pond. Last month, though, at a press briefing, Frederick Mayor Doherty said it was her understanding that if any anthrax spores were in the water, they would collect at the bottom. That may be the reason why water is now being pumped from the pond by the FBI. An earlier Washington Post report indicates that federal investigators have already found devices in the water that could be used to produce anthrax. The 2001 anthrax attacks carried out through the U.S. mail system led to 5 deaths. Allison Brown, Frederick City, Maryland.
President Bush is brushing off the growing controversy over the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. No WMDs have been located since the end of the major combat in the U.S.-led war against Iraq. Bush said he remains absolutely convinced that in time weapons of mass destruction will be found. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said President Bush's pre-war warnings about weapons of mass destruction were based on accurate official intelligence.
And based on the combined assessments of the intelligence community from all its different forms, that's why the president said it.
was based on what he had heard from a variety of the different sources in the intelligence community.
Weapons of mass destruction represented the principal rationale for the war. Some lawmakers suggest the Iraqi threat was exaggerated.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Britain will not be joining the single European currency anytime soon. As expected, the country's finance minister has announced economic conditions are not right for the government to recommend the public support the move in a referendum. Suzanne Chislett reports from London.
Finance Minister Gordon Brown told the House of Commons only one of the five economic tests he'd set had so far been met. He laid out a series of reforms to the British economy, which he hopes will help it converge with the Eurozone and also give it more flexibility for later years. But Mr. Brown said the government still agreed in principle that adopting the euro was the right move and would report on the situation at next year's budget.
And determine whether on the basis of it we make a further Treasury assessment of the five tests, which if positive next year would allow us at that time to put the issue before the British people in a referendum.
Opinion polls show the majority of the British public remain opposed to the euro, and to that end, the Finance Minister and Prime Minister Tony Blair will launch a drive to turn the public mind at a press conference on Tuesday. Suzanne Chislett, London.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Aw, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
30 separatist rebels from Chechnya have turned in their weapons in response to a partial amnesty program put forward by the Kremlin. The amnesty program, which began over the weekend and is part of an overall Russian-Chechen peace plan, has been criticized by many rebel leaders who say it excludes hardcore fighters while pardoning Russian troops who may have carried out human rights abuses. The amnesty program passed by Parliament is designed to end the decade-long war in the southern Muslim region and comes after a constitutional referendum on the issue. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin says the fact that rebels surrendered on only the third day of the amnesty program indicated more rebels would accept the offer of a pardon. Stocks began the week on a losing note today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 82 points to 89.80. The S&P 500 finished down 11 points to 9.75. The Nasdaq slumped 23 points to 16.03. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold. Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. Clean, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X. Protection you can see.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season.
Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Seven past the hour. Was there... what else? Oh, damn. There was just so much, but I guess... Just one last thing here about those mobile labs. First of all, let me play for you, if Kathy can find it, something that Bush said when he was in was a pep rally for the troops in Qatar last week. Still constantly lying about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Two trucks. We preemptively struck a nation of innocent people. I'm not saying Saddam was innocent. A nation of innocent people on the basis of what might be inside two trucks. Now, listen to Too Stupid to Be President here very quickly.
Recently found two mobile biological weapons facilities which were capable of producing biological agents. This is a man who spent decades hiding tools of mass murder.
That your family sold him.
He knew the inspectors were looking for him. You know better than me. He's got a big country in which to hide them.
Okay, now those two trucks. I'm so sick of those trucks. I could just kill somebody. The Observer of London has established that it is increasingly likely that those two trucks were designed to be used for hydrogen production to fill artillery balloons. They are part of a system originally sold to Saddam Hussein by Great Britain in 1987. Now, the Observer of London comes to that conclusion because the intelligence agency MI6, British defense officers, and technical experts from the Portendown Microbiological Research Establishment had been ordered to conduct an urgent review of these two trucks following U.S. analysis, which said they were something that they weren't. The review by the Brits, according to the Observer, comes amid widespread doubts expressed by scientists on both sides of the Atlantic that the trucks could have been used to make biological weapons. Instead, it is likely that the units were designed to be used for hydrogen production to fill artillery balloons. Now, it's not just what they actually were, but what they appeared to be. The layout and equipment found on the trailers is entirely inconsistent with these two vehicles being mobile weapons labs. A separate investigation published by the New York Times on Saturday discloses that the trailers have now been investigated by three different teams of Western experts, with the third and most senior group of analysts apparently divided sharply over what the function was. There was no trace of pathogens. There were canvas sides on the vehicles where technicians would be working with dangerous germ cultures. There were no pumps required to create vacuum conditions required for working with germ cultures. There was a total lack of an autoclave for steam sterilization. It goes on and on. They were two trucks sold by the Brits to the Iraqis in 1987 to produce artillery balloons. Artillery balloons produce hydrogen for artillery balloons, which are then launched in a war. They're launched. They go up to a certain altitude and give wind speed, wind direction, which enables the people who are where targeting artillery shells, it gives them coordinates that they can then factor in to their targeting. Wind speed, wind direction, humidity, temperature. That's what these were. Charlie is calling from Newport News, Virginia. Hey, Charlie.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
It's been a while.
It has indeed.
I have a difficult time sometimes getting onto the new time schedule.
Well, it's a terrible thing, but every
once in a while I'm able to catch you.
Well, good. Good. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah. A couple of things, yeah. But, of course, in 1987, it's always good to know that he was our murdering son of a bitch back then.
That's right. He was, yeah, he was ours.
But, he was our guy. But and I think I read somewhere, maybe it's further on in that little discussion you were just going over mm-hmm. on those trailers, and I don't recall, but something about there's some sort of drying or finishing that is required on these chemical and biological weapons. And, of course, neither of these trailers had the necessary drying or finishing.
Yeah, there were all sorts of things missing. The walls of these trailers were canvas. Like people who are working on biological weapons in their own country are going to have walls made out of canvas, which damn near guarantees that the pathogens will escape into the environment, into the atmosphere, into the ground, into the groundwater, and kill your own people? Oh, that's right. This is Saddam Hussein. He gassed his own people. My mistake.
Yeah, he gassed his own people. Right. And I tell you what, there's also another budding, brewing scandal if these things ever can take hold against these guys. And, of course, that's the failure to secure the, what is it, the Tuwaitia nuclear facility south of Baghdad.
Sure, sure.
Besides the human tragedy of all those civilians giving themselves radiation poisoning, of course, is if any of those, the cobalt and the cesium and the uranium end up in, God forbid, an exploded dirty bomb somewhere.
Well, you know, it makes me stop and think. This is what Ari Fleischer and Rumsfeld and Cheney and Bush will refer to as the weapons of mass destruction. These nuclear facilities that really did not have, at least at this point, the Israelis made sure of that, had no weapons, may have had as much weapons potential as any nuclear reactor in the United States has a weapons potential, but no weapons potential whatsoever worth noticing, and yet the it did contain, spent uranium, fuel rods, which can be turned into weapons of, if not mass destruction, certainly medium-range destruction, right?
Sure.
But they were not secure, just like the antiquities were not secure.
They had to get the oil fields.
Yeah,
had to get the oil fields and the oil ministry, and don't worry about God knows how much of that radioactive waste, which, of course, was known about, secured. It was under the jurisdiction of the IAEA and mm-hmm. all that. It's not like it was some sort of clandestine site.
Well, I've got to ask you, with a father who has a son in the military who is actually in combat, as this stuff comes out, that our guys were put over there for fraudulent reasons, this has got to be working on you, Charlie, somehow. And it's also, I would think, has to be working on your son.
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of opportunities, though I did get an email. He, thankfully, up until tonight, was on his way home. He was had a nice little stop in the island of Malta for a few days, and he was due in back at Camp Lejeune in weekend after next. So
good.
We're planning on that. Well, yeah, that's the good news. Bad news is I got a very strange email from him this morning, actually this evening, my time, and just a couple of little lines here. Hey, Dad, watch the news. Pass this on to Mom. Something has come up. That's all I can say. I love you.
Huh.
And I have no idea what that means, but me reading between the lines there, something tells me that ship is now heading in a different direction.
Oh, no.
And where, I have no idea. And
God.
It's all speculation. I'm just praying to God he's not going back there to become a member of the Baghdad police force there, or even the the Fallujah police force and all that
but you get
disaster of the peace that's being waged there.
But you're just speculating that, that
I have no idea
that it might that it might involve him.
Yeah, he just he says watch the news and so at some point I'm you know, and I was on the Camp Lejeune website and there's nothing on there yet, but like I said, for him to send me this note, like I said, that ship is in transit somewhere else, and I'm pretty sure he's not hitting down in 10 days here, or 13 days, whatever it is.
Well, keep us posted on that. But again, it must just frost you to know that your son was put into this situation on what appears to be total fraud. Now, I know that you were against this on other grounds to begin with, but if it turns out that all the speculation, and I have to say it is speculation right now, although it's appearing to be true, that the reasons for the war were non-existent, then surely the people who contributed sons and husbands and fathers and brothers and a few women to these combat situations, surely those people are going to feel something.
I couldn't imagine how it couldn't in fact be that case. You know, I mean, he's a good young Marine, and he was, you know, filled with the spirit that they were filling him with there. You know, I mean, he was just given his job and his missions, and off he went to do it. And whether time and temperament, you know, back here in the comfort of the States will get these guys to scratch their head, or whether they'll just be part of the... I don't think Matt will be part of the spin machine there of
right.
What you were saying. I mean, this is ridiculous. We're now talking about systems and not weapons and
programs.
All the
yeah.
These are all the arguments that we were just waging before the actual invasion, day in and day out on your station and other stations, and some of the efforts. We were doing right up, I know, I was still working emails and telephones the morning of the invasion. And in a way, I'm sorry we were so right.
Yeah, I hear that.
Sorry we're so right. But if there's any good that potentially could come out of this, and that may be the downfall of the Bush regime in 2004.
I hear that loud and clear.
That would be possibly the only good to come out of it here.
Charlie, good to hear from you. Don't be a stranger, and
all right, Mike.
Our best to your son.
All right, thank you.
All right, sir, take care.
Compassionate conservative, my ass in executions unsurpassed, surplus gone so fast, divided not united. What's he wanna do now? What's he gonna try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune in to tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Peter Murray Show.
Doug's in Santa Fe listening to KTRC.
Isn't it good that the people that are in power can always contradict themselves?
Yeah, did
prostitution
you...
Prostitution wasn't legal in Iraq, but yet Saddam Hussein had series of concubines, one of which our CIA and federal government was getting information on him prior to the war.
Right. Turned out he uses Viagra. But so does Bob Dole. But so does Bob Dole. And thank you for Viagra. How many people are getting to go to Viagra Falls these days that previously couldn't? So it's a good thing.
Did you know this? That Saddam also wrote romance novels, writes them, writes plays and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and he likes Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
He takes Viagra, puts on the Frank Sinatra tunes, and off he goes.
The Peter Werby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Oh, no. When we started the program tonight, one of the first things I talked about was monkeypox. Spread, no doubt, by the flying monkey right in this country, not to make light of a pathogen related to smallpox. But when we started the program tonight, there were 19 cases being reported by the various news agencies. Reuters now says there are 37 monkeypox cases. Hmm. And as we mentioned earlier on the program, CDC has issued a specific warning on this. 22 cases in Wisconsin, 10 in Indiana, and 5 in Illinois. Stephen Ostroff at CDC here in Atlanta said, quote, "We don't know how many animals or humans have been involved, and we don't know the scope of the problem," end quote. 800-TALK-YES is the number. John is calling near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. John, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Oh, yes, Mike.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I, like a few other people I heard call in recently, I just discovered you. I discovered you a couple of weeks ago. I'm a subscriber to Salon.com, and I saw the article they had on you, and I said, wow, oh, there really is a guy. Otherwise, I was going to... I guess I was going to need some kind of a support group.
Well, I'm glad you found the program. Speaking of support groups, have you registered at MikeMalloy.com yet?
Not yet.
Oh, my God. You got to go there. We have there's a message board with all sorts of threads. Geez, I think we there's no telling how many threads are going there. Plus, there's a live chat room. But you need to go to MikeMalloy.net or MikeMalloy.com.
Oh, yeah. I visited this. Maybe I have registered inadvertently because I've been check your site.
Yeah, well, click on the message board. When you get to the main page, on the left, you'll see message board. Click there, and then there's a place, there's a way to register. And it's very simple, just your name and email address, and I guess that's it, right, Kathy? Just their name and a password. And you can participate. Speaking of a what was the word you used? Not community, but support group.
Support group, yeah.
Right. But these people, I think we have close to 600 registered users now, and this is not a support group. These are some ass-kicking liberals and leftists and socialists, and every once in a while, some stray monkey will come onto the site, and they pretty much batter him around, and you know, just kind of play with him. But do that. I hope you do sign.
As a matter of fact, just a few days ago when you were talking about getting mad, I realized myself that I've been outraged and going nuts with this, but I've only begun to let it hit my own anger level, and I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, suddenly, I'm not a guy that uses a lot of bad language, but suddenly I find myself saying the same thing.
I know.
These bastards, this is insane, you know. I'm around as long as you have been around almost, and I even taught history for 10 years. And when I see this kind of stuff happening, and when I realize the power of the Internet and that not enough people are using that as a source of information,
mm-hmm.
it makes me crazy. You know, I just...
If you taught history, you must be in particular anguish.
Oh, Christ.
To see what these people are doing, to see how they distort the truth. I mean, I understand that in a lot of instances, history is written by the side that wins. But on the other hand, there is objective global history that has been written on this planet over the past 5,000 years. And to see these people with not only no curiosity about that history, but no respect for it. It must be particularly brutal for you to go through this. Hey, let me put you on hold a second, John, and we'll come back. We got to take a quick break here. We'll come right back. Also, if you're on hold, Kathy and Alan and Pablo and Marge, stick around. We'll get your call in just a second. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the back seat of the car. Hey, I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on. Hit by the fringe, still got the radio. When you hit by the fringe, still got the radio. The radio. Oh, listen to the.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen,
but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Joblessness in the U.S. just went from bad to worse. The nation's unemployment rate edged up a tenth of a percentage point in May to 6.1%, the highest such rate since the summer of 1994. A net 17,000 jobs were lost last month, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Since February of 2000, just after George W. Bush took office, the U.S. private sector has shed said 3.1 million jobs.
10,000 salaried employees of the Daimler Chrysler Corporation have been told they're being put under a so-called casual overtime policy effective immediately. This means those workers won't be paid any overtime for hours worked over 40 in a week unless they receive approval from a vice president.
Cargo ships operated by the Evergreen Marine Corporation remain anchored at sea along the East Coast today, unable to load or unload cargo. Dock workers with the International Longshoremen's Association say they won't handle Evergreen shipments until the company agrees to bargain with five office workers who voted to affiliate with the ILA last December. With pickets set up at ports along the eastern seaboard from New York to Florida, many of Evergreen's ships have been diverted north to Nova Scotia, Canada, or south to Panama.
Workers at two more nuclear power plants may go on strike soon. Some 600 skilled staff at the plants, both located in Georgia, have rejected a proposed contract offer from their employer, Southern Nuclear Operating Company. The staff, members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, want increased flexibility on shift scheduling. Southern Nuclear is preparing to fly in staff from other power plants if a strike takes place. Meanwhile, a walkout continues at the Oyster Creek Nuclear Generating Station in New Jersey, ongoing for 2.5 weeks now. Talks between technical staff there and the company, Exelon Nuclear, are going nowhere.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
Drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. And we're talking with John, who's called in from near Philadelphia. John, thanks for holding on.
East Fallowfield.
Which, what is it?
East Fallowfield Township, where the population is 80% Republican.
That's
about 19% Democrat,
yeah.
And there's one green, and that's me.
And that's you.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I don't know what the Green Party's going to do officially, but I pretty much made my decision that I hope they don't advance a candidate, because I'll come, as long as he's advanced, I'll certainly be supporting Kucinich.
Yeah, I hope Dennis Kucinich can get the support that he needs to get past these primaries. I'm not the least bit optimistic. I would like to see the Democratic Party adopt the Green Party platform, which is nothing more than the old Democratic Party platform. When you get down to it, I'd like to see the Democrats get their party out of the hands of the Democratic Leadership Conference. There's a lot of things I'd like. I'd like to send letters to Santa Claus, too, John. But I found out years ago that they usually go unanswered. It's going to be very weird and strange to see what Democrats, progressives, people who respect this country, who believe in justice and decency, what we're going to do in 2004. I think a lot of us could no more back a Lieberman or an Edwards or a Gephardt than fly to the moon. Most of us do not want to drop out and let Bush win by default, even with his friends on the Supreme Court. It's hell when you hope that the country will be in such horrible shape that Americans will wake up and throw this son of a bitch out of office. But I don't know what else to, I don't know. Every time I turn around, I read another poll. And, take the polls for what they're worth, but another poll that says Americans still support this guy.
That's what makes me even more pissed off, because although I've got a bachelor's degree in political science and taught history, later on I went and got an MBA with a marketing specialty.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see what's happening, and see what Karl Rove is capable of.
Oh, God.
Not only is the marketer in me inflamed, but the marketer talks immediately to the historian and the political scientist and says, wait, this is not Karl Rove. This is Joseph Goebbels.
Right, exactly.
This is Ein Volk.
Right, exactly.
Ein Reich.
Right.
Ein Führer.
Right.
You know, and it's
exactly
crazy. I mean, this guy Goebbels managed to get a whole nation believing that Poland attacked Germany, mm-hmm. and this guy Rove is pretty much going to end up, that's what I swear to God, some morning I'm going to pick up the newspaper and it says, our strike on Iraq was retaliatory against their attack on Hawaii. You know?
Well, they already have put that message out, and if, again, referring to the polls, some enormous number, it was way over 50% of Americans just prior to or shortly subsequent to the shock and awe attack on Iraq, believed, majority of Americans believed that the 9-1-1 attacks on this country either originated with Saddam Hussein or he had a definite influence on causing that attack. Now, it gets worse. The American public, in a majority, believed that at least one, possibly 10, and maybe all of the hijackers came from Iraq. Now, when you have that kind of a disconnect between the people of a society and the reality of an act of terror against them, you are in a terrible situation, because it simply means, and using Goebbels as you pointed out, it simply means that the power in control, the matrix, if you will, has enough power to totally twist reality, not just spin it, not just make things appear like a rabbit's coming out of a hat, but to totally rewrite the program so that reality becomes non-reality, and in place of the reality comes this new program laid in there that people are then willing to believe. It is astonishing.
It's even scary, Mike. I heard an unofficial poll that was taken of the service people who are in Iraq, and over 92% of them believed that, namely that they were there because this was payback for 9/11. I understand that they may have even been writing the names of 9/11 victims on bullets, rounds of ammunition, as well as on artillery shells.
Well, I'll tell you, some of that is true. In the first place, let's start with the idea of sending young men off to do the killing that old men deem politically necessary. Young men do not, first of all, they don't have a frame of reference. They don't have an historical frame of reference. They don't have a social frame of reference. They're young men. They're 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. And they have just gone through a basic training, a specialty training. They have been trained to respond, not to think. Okay, we know that. Now, secondly, the attack on Iraq, if a lot of U.S. military people, all the way up to the generals, and all the way down to the E2s and E3s, if these people in the uniform thought that this part of this was payback for the attack on this country, you can almost understand it, because the payback is against any Muslim country. It doesn't matter that 15 of the 19 bombers came from Saudi Arabia. If our forces would have been unleashed on Saudi Arabia, they would have been more than willing to do the same thing that they have done in Iraq. But they weren't unleashed on Saudi Arabia because those are Bush family business partners. And the Carlyle Group and the Saudi royal family and the Bushes, they have too many business interests. They have too much at stake.
And there seems to be no one interested in educating the American people.
Well, no.
There's such a vast difference between a Sunni Muslim and a Shiite.
Right.
If you only had that basic understanding, you'd say, oh, my God, who could ever suggest that an Islamic fundamentalist Shiite like Osama
right.
would have anything to do with Saddam, who was
secular,
a murderer. I mean, he was a secular.
Yeah, he has no respect. The only respect that Saddam has for the Muslim faith would be on the same level as a Jerry Falwell or a Pat Robertson has for the Christian faith. In other words, none.
Right.
So
I'm sure he used Islam pretty much the same way that George Bush
uses Christianity.
Christianity.
Sure.
And I'm really struck by the way you have been talking about the Bush crime family, because that phrase was not my phrase until I stole it from you. But, you know, I'm an old Catholic, mm-hmm. and I every time I see The Godfather, and I see that scene where Michael is actually becoming
right.
a godfather, and they're doing the old Latin, and I baptize in Miglo in nomine Patris. I think to myself, geez, these guys, I mean, they're real mafioso, were educated in the Catholic faith just like I, but it absolutely had no meaning to them whatsoever. They were completely devoid
right.
of morality.
Right.
They were psychopath. They were pathological
mm-hmm.
in their criminality, and that's what this guy is. There's a psychopathology to this that is akin more to rape than it is to even to fascism.
That's right.
It's a psychology. In fact, one of the things I did in looking at this mess was I went back to my old poli-sci books, and I said, you know, there's something about fascism in this, but there's something even more sinister than fascism, because at least fascism had some kind of an ideology.
Right.
The thing that the PNAC and Bush are advancing is not. It's pure
evil.
You use the word all the time, thugs. These people are thugs who have managed to get in control of the most powerful nation in the world, and it's like a nightmare.
Well, I'm glad you found the program. I'm glad you found the website, and I hope you're going to call back in, John. And I do strongly recommend, given what you shared with us here in the past 10 minutes, I strongly recommend you go to MikeMalloy.com, get registered. There's a whole community of people there who they're just amazing, and you need to be part of that community.
Super.
And
thank you,
guys,
for helping me keep my sanity.
Sure. You've heard of Democratic Underground, too, right?
Yes. I do in my outrage is I've been taking, I've been summarizing stuff from Buzz.com, Antiwar.com,
right.
Common Dreams, Salon,
mm-hmm.
Mother Jones, and I put them out to about 50 of my friends, along with the Chester County Green.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like photo essays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pull down photos and then tack on statements by Too Dumb to Be President, and it gets a lot of.
If the spirit moves you, send us one.
I'll be happy to.
All right, John. Thank you so much for checking in. You have a nice night.
Hey, you too, Mike. Great.
All right, sir. Take care. Take care. Yeah, check out Democratic Underground. Don't forget Democratic Underground. Don't forget Bart Cop. Two great forums for great communities. Democratic Underground is probably the biggest online community out there. So go there. We like you to come to ours too. But Democratic Underground is the Mount Everest. Bart Cop is probably Mount McKinley. What are we? We're 1,000 feet above sea level. That's all we are. Kathy is calling from Athens, Georgia. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I want to report on the news again tonight.
Okay.
Both CBS and ABC are covering it now.
Covering the scandal?
The scandal.
Wargate?
They show Bush or Cheney or Rumsfeld making a statement, and then they flash a CIA report.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. That's great.
John Dean was on CBS.
John Dean.
Saying that...
He should be impeached.
Huh?
That he should be impeached.
Well, he said that this is far worse scandal than Watergate was.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh.
And then CBS said that the administration has commented if the media would just quit talking about it, the American people wouldn't care.
Yeah, yeah. Who said that?
The administration.
Yeah, well, there's probably some truth to that. If media are not being the compliant little lollipop suckers that they have been, it's because the media, I think, are starting to feel that their splendid little war was a fraud, and that they themselves were defrauded because they themselves sold their souls to the Bush crime family. Now, I can tell you, even though we no longer have an independent and free media in this country, nothing pisses off some of these journalists or some of these reporters or some of these media executives than to feel that they were had. If they are included in the scam, then it's okay. But if they are not included in the scam, even though they report the scam, if they find out that they were not included in the scam, then they get angry. Now, that could be a little bit of what's going on. Or it could be that the online communities are putting enough pressure on media in this country, media outlets, newspapers, as well as television, that some of them are starting to realize, gee, maybe we ought to try the truth. Maybe we ought to try resisting the Bush crime family. Maybe we ought to do what we should be doing. And that is revealing the truth, afflicting the comfortable, comforting the afflicted. You know, that whole media thing that should be going on in this country.
They have the proof. You know, everything that's been said, they have on film.
Right.
And then they have the CIA with the facts. Condoleezza Rice can go around and say whatever she wants.
Right.
There's no way they're going to spin out of this one.
Well, I just want to see this government collapse. I have never in my life wanted to see a government removed in this country as I do this one. I want it to be legally and peacefully. I want there to be they've got to get rid of not just Bush but also Cheney. Get rid of his entire damn cabinet. I guess the third in line would be Dennis Hastert, which would be horrifying because Dennis Hastert is nothing more than a sock puppet for Tom DeLay. So I don't know what it's going to take, but we have to get our country back. And
I have to tell you this. You remember, my husband's a Republican.
Right, I know.
So I walked through the living room Sunday.
Yeah.
He was watching Fox News.
Yeah.
And they were talking about Hillary, of course.
Oh, sure.
And I said, what? You mean they're not covering the biggest scandal in the history of our country?
Oh, boy. Well, be careful now, Kathy. You've been married 40 years. You want to go for another
41.
40. 41, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy.
I have to do it every now and then. Though.
I hear you. You got to zing him every once in a while just to make sure he's still breathing.
You have a good night.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care, too. I appreciate your call. Alan is calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Alan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
East Asia has always been at war with Oceania.
Right. East Asia has always. Right.
It's really astounding. It really is astounding to think that they can just warp reality, that people are so completely uninformed as to just be totally unplugged.
Yeah, here we are. You know, all the times I read 1984 or Animal Farm or Brave New World, but especially Orwell stuff. I used to think, no, this is great fiction, and there's always the possibility that such a thing could occur, but it can't really occur because we have enough checks and balances in this country. We have institutions that are dedicated to truth, dedicated to justice, and oh my God, here we are. Here we are.
Well, but you know what, though? I mean, that's what happens whenever they have spent a conscious effort over time at completely eroding the credibility of these institutions. I mean, these folks don't believe in government. And I'm beginning to not, it's not that I don't believe in government or that I believe in government, but I have this idea that they at least work for us.
Sure.
And try and make it work for us.
Sure.
They just want to kill it.
Well, you know, when the way society organizes itself to handle the needs that a society generates speaks volumes as to the honesty or the justness or the legitimacy of that society. You don't have 280 million people in within the boundaries of a country like the United States and say, well, government sucks. I don't like government. You know, just leave me alone. Let me have my gun. Let me have my gold. Just leave me the hell alone.
Right,
you
right.
know, that's not how it works.
Right.
That's
right.
not how it works. So.
Well, I know you're short on time. But I just want to get one other thing
sure.
in here. Actually, two real quick things. Just because we're not calling doesn't mean we're not here.
I hear you.
Because sometimes we just don't have anything to say. I didn't have anything to say till I called you.
I got you, Alan.
And the other thing is, I caught that Al Franken thing on Sunday. Let me tell you, that was a work of art, wasn't it?
Wasn't that an ass whipping? That was an ass whipping. Alan, thanks for
All
checking
right.
in, pal.
See you, Mike.
Don't be a stranger.
And on weapons of mass production.
Oh yeah.
strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to ieamericaradio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It's about four and a half before the hour. Vic It's calling from Bensonville. God, here's a blast from the past, from our old WLS days. Hey, Vic, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mike. When are you coming back to Chicago?
I can't get a job there. I'm not cut out for Chicago radio, apparently.
I think WGOP could use you. I really do.
Oh, WLS, they have really gone into the crapper. I mean, they just have.
This is the biggest pile of crap on radio.
It's so bad.
From morning till night, if it wasn't for Ski and Skinner.
On 3 hours on Sunday.
And, you know... It's that way all over Chicago. We have no liberal / left wing radio at all. We have no thinking radio at all, other than Ski and Skinner.
Mm-hmm.
And since you left, I mean, this place is a desert.
Yeah, and it's the same all over. I don't care what city you go to. I don't know how much longer liberal. The people in this country who are liberal politically and have lots of money, I don't know how much longer they're going to allow this to happen. I don't know how much longer unions are going to allow this to happen. I don't know how much longer it's going to take before somebody decides, well, maybe we ought to start buying radio stations and getting some liberal programming on. I have no idea.
It's got to happen.
I hope so.
By the way, I just wanted to let you know, I don't know how much you've read through the Patriot Act, but I just found out this evening that if you're a member of a board, like a local library board or a city council or a police or fire board, that sort of thing, and you go into executive session,
uh-huh.
The Patriot Act has a provision where they're requiring executive sessions on local boards to be taped so that the government can
find out what's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
God. You see, it's the end of representative government. It's the end of democratic government, the end of secrecy, the end of people doing their business away from the prying eyes of the federal government. And you know what else, Vic? We're just about out of time.
Oh, okay. But God bless you, Mike. We need you.
Well, I'm glad you called in. I hope you'll call again.
I sure will.
Sorry it took me so long to get to you. We'll have to chat some night when we're not pressed by the clock.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, bye-bye, sir.
All right, you take care. Program engineered tonight in Detroit by Stephanie Stryker. Produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. And Robin Bittman announces for us, as always, many thanks to our webmaster, Mark Marshall of Maximum Interactive. Get registered. Go to the site, MikeMalloy.com, MikeMalloy.net. There's all kinds of things to do there. And the community now is up to 600. We want you to sign up. And thanks as well to our music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas, who is responsible for much of the music you hear on this program. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. I hope. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to